Hello, everyone. It's Michael.
And it's Ty.
And welcome to Super Metal World, your source for all things metal.
It just sounds right.
It does. I like it. So thanks to everyone for listening who has listened to our previous two podcasts. This is our third full-length episode, and we're
muchas gracias.
Happy to keep on grinding. Spanish,
our Spanish listeners.
We're happy. We've been happy with the results so far, and
yeah,
it's been fun doing all of this. So this episode is about Thanksgiving or Metalsgiving.
What?
Be sure to check us out on Instagram and SoundCloud at Super Metal World Podcast.
Super easy to find us.
And we're on Facebook, also Super Metal World Podcast.
You got to like us on that, though. You can't follow us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, right? and supermetalworld@gmail.com is our email if you want to send us an email there. We're looking forward to anyone's comments.
Even hate mail.
Anything
send
you got
us some
for
hate
us.
Mail, even. Just anything. Anything's better than radio silence,
that's
right?
On this episode, we're going to discuss the most metal foods for Thanksgiving and create the ultimate metal meal.
Hell yeah.
We've also got a new song and an old gem for y'all, and some other surprises on the way. Let it run.
Just going to start with a little cleanup from last week's episode. We reviewed, commented on, shared our thoughts on Trouble, the new release by Five Finger Death Punch. And we thought initially that this was going to go on their album, their upcoming album in 2018. As it turns out, it's going to be one of the new tracks that's going to appear on their greatest hits that is released on December 1st of this year. So Trouble's probably not going to be included on that new album coming in 2018.
Probably not. I'm not sure. It seems weird, though, to release, like, have a greatest hits album that you release two additional songs. Or, like, part of the... I wonder if they're going to be part of the entire track list or kind of, like, at the end, like, bonus tracks.
I don't know. They're definitely not the first band to do that. I can't think of an example right now, but I know some other bands have done that, released one or two songs to,
sure,
to kind of make you want to grab the new... or the greatest hits album, I suppose. And we're
exclusives,
not 100%...
Yeah.
Sure, if the 2018 album is going to be a double release. We heard that, but can't confirm or deny it, I guess. So that's just our little bit of cleanup.
Just to be waiting, sitting tight to get news on that one.
Mm-hmm. Time for the new song of the week.
Whoa!
No transition. this one is, I did this one. And this is Red by Tooth Grinder. I didn't do this song.
No, Tooth Grinder did.
Yes. And I'm not in Tooth Grinder. I wish I was. They're a groove metal band that experiments with many subgenres of metal, but they primarily have their roots in that groove metal. And I think when you hear this track, you'll see why. They just released a new album, Phantom Armor. This came out on November 9th. These guys are from New Jersey. I've listened to parts of the album. I really dig it so far. So I'm just going to play that intro into the chorus. Apparently we're a product of 1984.
What is that significant date?
I'm not sure, but I can tell you that the lyrics are kind of about, they're a little political. kind of about today's struggles and issues with our political and socioeconomic climate.
Like Reagan Bush 84?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. We're a product of 84. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows for sure?
Very cool.
That was the intro into the first chorus, so they kind of had that groovy vibe. And then they kind of explode into this kind of epic chorus. And then I just wanted to show the screams at the end of the song. The guy's a pretty talented screamer, too. Anyway, it's a good jammer. That's Tooth Grinder.
Slow, sludgy.
Yeah, and listening to the first couple songs on their album, they definitely are pretty groovy, but they kind of just bounce in and out.
Sure.
I hesitate to call them like a stoner metal band, but kind of.
I can see them walking that line, for
close,
sure.
Close in that vibe.
I know, I've listened to the song Blue by Tooth Grinder. I think that's the only other track by Tooth Grinder that I've listened to.
Yeah, I think that's a couple years old.
It's from, I think, previous release or maybe a couple releases ago, but some good stuff.
Yeah, check it out. I don't think they're not a huge band, so hopefully that's a new one for you guys, one you haven't heard of before. That's kind of the point of the new music of the week. We don't want to just give you Avenged Sevenfold's new single or something like that, because we know you've all probably ingested that. They don't have one, by the way. I'm just giving that as an example. yeah. Do you want to talk about Gimme Radio?
Right on. So, Gimme Radio. It's like this brand new streaming radio service with like handpicked DJs that deals exclusively. Have they announced like exclusively metal?
That's what the article said.
Sure.
You know, it's hard.
So, I know Dave Mustaine is doing like exclusive interviews
awesome.
And stuff for Gimme Radio.
Gimme Radio.
So you can check out
Gimme Radio.
check out
that was Dave.
check out Dave Mustaine's interviews on Gimme Radio, another handpicked, like curated radio stations.
For metalheads. Hopefully someday we're big enough that we can have them as a sponsor.
That would be cool.
That'd be a dream. So yeah, kind of what I got out of that article is they said in the article, so I'm stealing this, they said forget your Harry Styles and your Taylor Swifts. Forget them. New album, Taylor Swift, not putting that on Spotify?
She didn't? I thought she did.
Not for the first couple weeks.
Oh.
Screw that noise. Anyway, so what they did is they took some data from Spotify and they found out that metal was the most loyal fan base. You want to know how they measured that?
How did they measure that?
They measured that by the number of streams divided by the number of listeners per artist. And metal is ahead by, far ahead, I should say, when compared to hip-hop, rock, and country by nearly 50%. And it has nearly twice as many loyal listeners as EDM, rap, and jazz.
Wow. So, like, that's people that listen to metal on Spotify are, like, listening to more of it.
And that same artist, they're loyal. Oh, they'll come back. You know, if I'm listening to Slayer, I'm going to come back to Slayer. But people maybe aren't coming back to Ed Sheeran as much as people are coming back to Slayer.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, and it's instead of, I think the CEO, his name is Tyler Linane. He told Billboard that the company is, what they're doing is offering metal fans an avenue for more engagement than just a digital stream. So basically, I think what he's saying is, instead of just being, okay, Gimme Radio, it's this place where it only has metal tracks, which, like, okay, I can get that on Spotify still. That's where I think that Dave Mustaine stuff and that, you know, it's more like
interviews.
Here's all these exclusive, you know, metal content, which I think is awesome. And if that ends up being something that comes to fruition, like I think it, like if I'm thinking of it right, how it could be, sign me up.
Very cool. And it's free.
It really?
I believe it's free right now. I don't know if they haven't figured out the pricing models, but just by quickly glancing around, there was no, like, I couldn't find a way to pay for it. So
and he was looking hard.
So I believe either it's just like one of those early adopter sort of things where you can get it before they figure out the pricing model.
Uh-huh.
And then when they do, eventually they'll, you know, pay for it or whatever. But there's no ads and it's free. I don't understand.
Tell me more.
I don't understand how that works. But
secretly, we work for Gimme Radio. So this whole time, no, we don't. But be cool to. Well, I think I'll let you do the honors of introducing our first guest on the podcast. She's been waiting patiently to talk.
So today we have a guest and her name is Amber. Hello, Amber.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Half a glass of wine in, so I'm feeling okay. Ready good. To talk.
Good. Got herself all loosened up. So Amber's our first guest, and why we're letting Amber on the podcast is because she's dope as hell. She's dope.
That's
as
right.
Hell. That's what more reason do you need?
I guess.
Also, they needed a mediator.
So. That's right.
That too.
Full disclosure, Amber is my girlfriend.
Yes.
Just so everyone's aware.
They live in the same household.
That's right.
They share a dog.
Yeah,
I get him on weekends.
So, Amber, we got to ask you, what's your metal cred? You know, what's your history with metal? Just take us on a journey, a short or a long journey.
Well, I guess I started listening to metal when I started hanging out with you two. We've known each other since, I think, my seventh grade year.
Middle high school, 2005.
Yeah.
10, 12 years.
Long time.
Yep. Time made me my first McCD.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So probably mostly Metallica.
I think it was mostly Metallica.
Bulk of Metallica.
Yeah. Bulk of Metallica. A lot of Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
That doesn't shock me.
Some classic rock stuff. But yeah, mostly Metallica. And I think a sprinkle of Megadeth too. That was, I think Megadeth's, what was their album? It came out in like
United Abominations.
United Abomination. That's I think that was the first metal album I bought.
Awesome.
With my own money.
It was a good album.
It was a good album. I listened to that all the way to Washington. That's why I remember that.
Appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Washington is next.
Yeah. So I've been listening to it ever since. Maybe not as much as I used to, but.
Yeah, Us about it now. Tell us about it now, because that's the juicy part of this whole thing that we wanted you to talk about. We feel like it's kind of came into your life and possibly left your life. Has it left your life?
I don't listen to it as much as I used to, that's for sure. I don't listen to as much music in general as I used to. This format, podcasts, has really taken a big part of like the time I used to listen to music. It's mostly podcasts now. So it's not just metal kind of getting the shaft. It's pretty much everything.
Just music in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
And do you have any, what do you listen to for podcasts right now? Do you have any recommendations or any ones that you're just really enjoying right now?
Yeah.
We ask really hard questions.
I don't listen to any music podcasts actually. No, but my favorite ones right now are, well, the one I listen to the most right now is Gilmore Guys, which is just two dudes sitting around talking about the Gilmore Girls. They like go episode nice. For episode.
It's good. It's a good.
It's really good. Yeah. they've never watched it before.
So like watching it for the first time.
Yeah, watching that's pretty Girls funny.
And that's like an old show, right? Like 10 years old?
15? The Gilmore Girls?
Yeah. How old is it?
Oh, yeah. At least 15 years
wow.
old.
Okay. So, yeah,
that's on the top of my list right now. And then Pod Save America, which is like
that's a big one. Yeah.
Political podcast. And I re-listen to Hardcore History probably once a month. So
Dan Carlin's the man.
Sure. Yeah. He's very pretty cool. Metal, I think.
Yeah, I think. I mean, yeah, he talks about wars and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, he's metal.
Yeah.
Dan Carlin's metal.
Talking about war, that's pretty metal. I would regret if I didn't mention this. We all played in a band together briefly called Sweet Amber.
I did not agree on that name. I'm gonna lay that out.
After the Metallica track off Saint Anger.
Yep. The Sweet Amber track. And I remember we practiced a lot together, but we mostly just played covers.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a lot of Metallica covers again.
Ridiculous amount.
We're basically
pretty much I think we peppered in like a White Stripes song.
Yep.
Seven Nation Army. Well, we also played some 3 Days Grace, and I think we played a Nickelback song.
Did we really?
I think we played like one Nickelback song. I'd have to, or maybe your dad wanted us to play a Nickelback song.
Yeah, that sounds like, about right. That sounds right.
You guys should play Nickelback. Yeah, our one and only gig we went and played in Ipswich, South Dakota, which none of you probably know where that is. And it was, what, a Relay for Life?
Yeah.
And
yes. We, some sort right. of like.
We played Prime Time at.
Midnight? 1 a.m.?
The Prime,
I think
you know.
It's like 1 a.m.
Yeah. And all the people in this watching us were our family, pretty yep. much.
It was fun.
It was fun. Yeah. It was good exposure.
Yeah, it was.
They said they had a drum kit there. And when we got there, it was an electric drum kit.
Yeah.
Kit?
Well, we should. We at the time, we were high school. I mean.
Yeah, this
we,
was
we
like,
didn't have like any equipment.
Mm-hmm. And we played pretty good.
I thought so.
Played a pretty good show. And that was kind of the end of Sweet Amber after that, though. Not because it was a bad show. I just think we were just over it after that. We're like, okay.
Possibly, yeah.
I don't know. What happened.
Yeah, I don't.
Not really sure.
Anyway. Well, this is not a good transition. But I feel like we haven't. Did we mention Thanksgiving yet? We mentioned
yeah,
the beginning.
Yeah, we talked about it. We're about to get into Metal's Giving.
That's right. I wasn't listening, apparently. So
to your own words.
Just speak. I know a thing good. But anyway, before we talk about Metal's Giving, we thought we'd each just very briefly, because we don't want to bore you, talk about our Thanksgiving traditions. Michael, what do you do for Thanksgiving usually?
Not much. The classic overeat and watch football. Not really consistent in which household I go to. Sometimes it's my mom's side and sometimes it's my dad's side.
Okay. But usually with more than just your immediate family?
Yeah, usually. Yep. For sure. What about you?
I go home. Go home and it's always at my parents' house and we have my mom's side there. And it's a little bit of insanity because she... her sisters have a lot of younger kids right now. We always play flag football, no matter the weather, usually. I think we've only been shut down like once or twice because there was like a blizzard in November. We live in North Dakota. I don't think we've said that enough.
It gets cold.
And this podcast is coming straight out of Fargo.
Straight out of Fargo.
Yes.
That's right.
So anyway, yeah. And just like you said, I mean, our tradition is we play flag football, but then it's, you know, eat too much food and sit around and watch football and then probably pass out and take a nap. I love my mom's. She makes a honey glaze that we drizzle over the ham that I love.
Mm, you've talked about this honey glaze before.
Yeah. And then I also really like this taco salad type thing that my aunt makes. And I like it a lot because it's like non-traditional Thanksgiving. So yeah. To have like, it's like a taco salad where you like, would use tortilla chips to eat it. So it's almost like,
like a
salad,
dip,
but
like
you use it as a dip.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It's really good. I don't know the secret recipe. Or actually, I should know the secret recipe. We have a family cookbook. Anyway, I've spoken too long, Amber.
We always have it at my aunt's in Kensal, North Dakota.
Mm.
And
Kensal, shouts.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kensal. How many people live in Kensal?
I think maybe 90.
Nice.
Maybe. I'm related to, I think, about 45.
None of which will hear this.
No, they will.
That's
not.
That's funny.
Yeah, we always go there. It's my whole big family. We mostly sit around. We've tried a couple years to get like a 5K going, but that gets shut down literally every time.
Yeah.
Just overeat. Yeah, sit around, play a lot of card games. We're big Pinochle players, all of us. So we sit around, do tournament-style Pinochle.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one weird dish we do outside of traditional turkey, potatoes, cranberry is cheesy pineapple. It's awesome.
Hmm.
So
tell us more about
what kind of cheeses on that.
I have no idea. I've never made it, but we have it every year and we get very angry if it's not there.
So is it like nacho cheese?
No, it's like, it's like shredded cheese in a bag.
With do you melt it? Is it melty?
Yeah, you bake it. So it's like,
oh.
Ritz crackers is like the base. I don't know who came up with this recipe, but it's like buttered Ritz crackers on the bottom, I think. And then there's some form of pineapple in the middle. It's like cubed pineapple, but there's something else in it. It kind of makes it thick, like a, I don't know, like it's not solid, but it kind of stands up a little better.
Sure.
And then a layer of shredded cheese over top.
Mm. And it gets baked.
And it gets baked.
That sounds very Midwestern, doesn't it?
That sounds gross.
It's really good.
Talking about it does, but I bet you it's...
I bet it's good.
Yeah, it's like those, you know...
It's weird, but it's good. I can't describe it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think, like, yeah, hearing it. Anytime I mention it, people are like, that's...
Disgusting. Cheese and fruit is always kind of a weird thing to wrap for people to wrap their minds around,
I don't
right?
think so at all, though. I don't think so either. You put cheese on, like,
salad.
Apple pie.
Or salad.
Yeah.
Like, and salad sometimes has fruit.
That's true. I think it's the whole baked aspect. Like, I'm not opposed to pineapple on pizza, but pineapple on top of buttered Ritz crackers with cheese on top of it is different.
I think there's more to it than that. That's what I pick up, though, when I put it in my face.
Sounds like something that got invented in college.
Medals giving.
Yes. Okay. Here we go. Medals giving.
Let us explain medals giving.
So we have each, Ty and I have decided a food item to go onto our plates for Thanksgiving. And we're going to discuss why that item that we chose is the most metal. And based on our descriptions and our reasonings behind the metal, Amber will choose, and we will together, collectively, design the most metal
meal.
Thanksgiving meal ever.
What?
That sounds pretty metal.
It does.
Because food is metal.
Yes. So our first one is the meat. We're doing turkey versus ham. Michael's got turkey. Take it away.
So turkey. Turkeys exhibit cannibalism. And that's pretty goddamn metal.
Sure. Yeah.
Also, turkeys look like dinosaurs.
That's true.
Also, that's pretty metal.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
This is getting harder for me to top.
You cook food inside of the turkey. The turkey is like a cavern for your stuffing. And you cook things inside of the turkey. That's why it's metal. Those are the three reasons why turkey is metal.
Okay. Ham. Ham. So ham's an underdog. That's pretty metal. Being an underdog is indeed metal. And ham, heavy ass metal. I just came up with that right now. And if you had to choose between a hog and a turkey and which one was more metal, just imagine putting a plate of armor and a little helmet on a hog. And it walked around in little metal boots.
Little metal hog. Little tiny hoof boots.
To a little metal snort. I mean, that's what I got.
Yeah. Man, you brought up some different points than I would have brought up.
Regarding.
But they were good ones. Regarding, because I knew you were going to do turkey versus ham. Uh-huh. I didn't know exactly what I was doing today, but I knew those were going to be brought up.
What's the most metal, Amber?
Yeah, tell us.
I was going in thinking, obvi, turkey. Because the shoving food up its ass. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay. We're explicit.
Oh, okay. You got to shoving shit up its ass.
Yeah,
then,
go for it.
And then you put it in your face.
That is pretty mental.
But I like the image of pig in tiny, tiny little metal boots.
Is that because it's cute or because it's metal?
You're right. I can't. Ty, you made some really good arguments, but I think it's obvious that turkey is the metal one.
Yeah, that's a hard. It's a hard.
I mean, they like scream. Like turkeys like scream.
That's
they
true.
They make pretty metal noises.
Yeah, they're pretty metal. Turkeys are pretty metal. I knew I was fighting an uphill battle. So turkey gets the win on that one.
Yeah, turkey gets the win on that.
Ding, 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 ding.
Marked it.
All right. Next, we're going with the starch item. We got baked potato versus mashed potato. Let me start.
What are you, Ty?
I'm mashed potato.
Okay.
First off, mashed just sounds metal.
It sounds like moshed.
And thanks for helping me.
Yeah, you know, we're here to have fun.
Yeah. And when you say mashed, I just want to be like, mashed potato. The texture, just creamy and hot and metal-like.
That was a stretch. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, it was definitely a stretch. You can add butter. You can add salt. You can add cheese. You can add garlic. You can add sour cream. You can add ham. You can add turkey. You put anything in mashed potato. And because mashed potato is so malleable and what's the word I'm looking for? Mm-hmm. Flexible and genre bending. It'll still taste good. I'm dying. I'm drowning.
No, that
mashed is my best point. Mashed.
I think that was
potato.
Mashed.
That's all I got.
Okay. So baked potato is more metal than mashed potato. because it comes from the earth. It's straight.
You know, As opposed to all the potatoes.
Well, hold on. You don't have to do anything to a baked potato. If you want to make a baked potato, you take it out of the earth, out of the dirt, and you bake it. And that's it. There's no mashing of it. There's no any additional processing. It is of the earth. It is an earth apple, as the French say.
Do they really say that?
Yeah.
I think
it literally translates out to apple of the ground. That's the only French word. Here's my thing, though. From high school.
You have to mash a baked potato to enjoy it.
What?
You mash it down with your fork and then you eat it.
That's not how I eat it.
How do you eat it whole?
I eat it. I grab it right out of the oven while it's still, still incredibly hot, and I eat it.
That's pretty fucking metal.
Yeah. So I don't do that.
We live together.
But
that is not how
we
eat baked potatoes.
Oh boy.
Well, that's what I got. Amber, what's your favorite potato style? What's the most metal potato?
Yeah, what are you going with?
Oh, this is difficult being a mediator because I'm so biased. Baked potatoes are lame. Because you don't actually like baked potatoes. You like cheese and butter and sour cream
and all the toppings
and bacon. You like toppings. You don't like baked potatoes, you know. But
that's
with
true.
Mashed potatoes, it kind of comes with the territory. You know, you're not just gonna like mash up some potatoes. You're gonna add milk or like butter and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah,
they're always gonna taste good.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go with mashed potatoes on this one.
Mashed,
just to prove I'm not biased.
That's fair. I'll take the loss. I think that's fair.
This one's going to be hard, this next subject. Go ahead.
We have the vegetable. In my corner, corn on the cob. In Ty's corner, green beans. I've got corn on the cob, and I say corn on the cob is metal. Because of purely the way you eat it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you eat it like a pig, like a barbarian, like a Viking, right? Like the members of Amon Amarth eat their corn on the cob.
Mm.
Everyone becomes a little bit more metal while eating corn on the cob.
Yeah, you can just picture like the corn getting caught in their beard.
Yep. Yep.
Yummy.
And then they play some badass song about it. So that's why corn on the cob is metal.
So I feel like I'm a high school girls basketball team going against like LeBron James. So I feel very outmatched, but I have green beans. So green beans. I guess you can eat them like a barbarian. You can just reach your hand in the bowl and shove them in your face. You can make them cheesy. Cheesy green beans are good. You ever had cheesy green beans?
Don't you guys do a green bean casserole at Thanksgiving with the French onions on top? Isn't that what you guys do?
I don't do that, but that sounds good.
Oh, it's so good. And we don't have corn on the cob. We have cream corn. That we like make from scratch. So
we have cream corn too.
So it's just like lots of butter and cream cheese and milk.
We do have, awesome. Yeah. Mm. We do like the cream corn. Oh, we didn't even think of cream corn.
Yeah.
Mm, yummy.
Green bean casseroles. Come on, guys. Get it together.
But green beans are healthy. They got to be healthier than corn, right? I mean, what's more metal than being healthy?
You know what you didn't bring up with corn? The actual band Corn.
How do you not bring that up? It's like one of its favorite bands.
Because it's too obvious.
Okay. Here's my last point about green beans.
There's no metal band called Green Beans.
it's the color green versus the color yellow. Green is boogers. Yellow is saliva or spit.
Or pee.
Yeah, or like something else gross. So those gross things are metal, but boogers are more metal than spit. What? I had green beans.
Amber Fick.
You both really failed at this round.
Ooh. So do you have a choice of vegetable?
No. I mean, those would be the ones, you know. We just didn't do corn on the cob. But if I had to pick one, I feel like the obvious choice is corn.
Yeah, I mean.
Because of the reason.
I agree.
You didn't mention.
Because
there's actually a metal band named Corn.
That is pretty metal to be
that's
named.
That's true.
I mean.
Sorry, Ty.
Yeah, that's all right.
You
I mean,
put up a really good fight, though, for green beans.
I got green beans and I got ham. I feel like we gave Michael the instant winners.
Do you guys have dessert round?
Oh yeah, that's coming after our.
Oh, we got more. Okay,
yeah. two more rounds.
Okay, okay.
I will introduce this one. This is kind of what our
miscellaneous
round, and I will be doing stuffing, and Michael will be doing cranberry sauce. So, stuffing, because I'm so good at this. So it gets put inside a dead turkey, right? Yeah. I mean, for the same reason that you said that a turkey's metal because stuffing gets put inside of it. I think stuffing is metal because it has to live its life in a dead turkey only to be taken out of that life to be put in a mouth and digested.
Hmm. I feel like I signed my own like death certificate with that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it comes in many varieties, stuffing does. Okay, everybody's got their own class of stuffing, just like everyone has their own class of metal and genre, subgenres. Oh. I'm going down that road again.
Bring us all together.
Yeah. So stuffing everyone.
Brings super metal. Together. Okay. So
mash stuffing.
Cranberry sauce is metal.
Okay.
Why? Two reasons. Easy. One, it's bitter.
Okay.
Just like bitter, angry metal.
Uh huh.
And two, it's red like blood. And that's metal as shit.
Okay.
Cranberry sauce.
You decide, Amber.
Again, easy round. Obviously stuffing. Dead carcass. Although I liked the blood one. That's where I thought, I like figured it was going to go. And it was a good argument, but yeah, stuffing. Also, nobody touches the cranberry sauce.
I touch the cranberry sauce.
You know what's...
It's like there, you know? And you have to politely take a little bit because your aunt made it.
Mm.
And then you gnaw for a while. And then you like sneak it under your turkey shavings.
Where actually, I like cranberry sauce.
What do you do with cranberry sauce?
You eat it.
Like
I have no idea.
Just like not on anything?
You can,
I think people put it on
a turkey or maybe you have like a biscuit or a bun or something. Put it on there.
Also, hey, light or dark? Where do
meat?
You fall? Yeah.
Light or dark turkey meat?
Yeah. Light. Light. Yeah.
I love a good breast. I gotta go with light.
Oh, God. No. No. Turkey is no longer metal if you're picking light meat.
Why?
It's healthier.
It's healthier. And it's also, I guess, light versus dark.
Hmm.
But I mean, I don't know. I can't. I like light meat.
I guess,
crazy. It's dry.
I guess. Well, yeah, if it's made bad, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta make your turkey right. You gotta
get. I've never had good turkey then.
I mean, it's like I've
Michael throwing serious shade to Amber's family and how they make turkey.
No, like I hardly ever. Everyone
they're
messes.
All gonna hear
everyone
this now.
Messes up turkey.
Hear what Michael said on the podcast at Amber's Thanksgiving next week. Okay. Also, what were you gonna say about turkey here? Oh, did you? So you picked stuffing.
I did pick stuffing. Sorry,
okay.
I should have.
Yeah.
And then she talks shit on us that we like the light meat on turkey.
That's right. Yeah. So we're just going to move right on past all that. You know, just going to go to dessert with two S's because I'd rather have
two desserts and one dessert.
Thank you. Okay.
Did Mrs. Zahn teach you that? Mrs. Zahn taught me
I don't
that.
Know. Some sure elementary
she,
school
she,
teacher.
She probably did.
So I'm going with pumpkin pie for dessert.
Okay. Why?
Because pumpkin pie is made from pumpkins, and pumpkins create jack-o'-lanterns, and Halloween is very metal because you scare everyone, and horror movies are metal, and
pumpkin spice is not metal. Basic white girls are not metal.
That's the spice. You know, we're talking about
counter arguments. This is what we were missing before.
Just saying.
That's fair. I'm gonna say it. I love pumpkin spice lattes.
Okay. Apple pie.
Nothing homier than good old apple pie.
Apple pie is simple. It doesn't need to be in the limelight. It doesn't need to be, you know, pumpkin is like your pop bands. Apple pie is like your metal bands.
I would just like to say that apple pie is called American pie.
It's not called that, is it?
Yes.
Well, metal is called American music. So, apple pie can be crispy. Huh? That's pretty metal, right? Crispy?
Yep.
Crispy apple pie.
You're also going to say it can be soft. It's like all genres of metal music.
Just like all genres of metal music, apple pie can be crispy. Yeah, that's all I got. Apple pie is just simple, not in your face. It's always going to be there for you. It doesn't need the limelight. Apple pie for president.
Apple pie for president.
I support this, Pam.
This is tough because I would argue that neither of those are the most metal pie.
Is pecan pie the most
pecan
metal?
Pecan pie is obviously the most metal
pie.
Hey,
if you want to tell us why, maybe we'll pick that one.
Well,
can you back it up?
I think it just so clearly. And you know what? You know what? Yeah, I'm going to back away. I'm going to back it away because I didn't prepare an argument for this. It's just when I think the most metal pie, I'm like, oh, yeah, pecan pie. I don't know. It's like it's dark, you know? It's molasses. It's, you know, it's those other flavors.
Sure, it's
don't
heavy.
Think it.
It's real
yeah,
heavy.
It's heavy.
That's true.
It has nuts on it.
Yeah.
It's full of nuts.
Nuts.
Nuts are metal.
Metal. Metal's a, what is that word? Machismo? Machismo? How do you pronounce
masculine?
It? Masculine? It's a masculine genre.
Yeah.
Pecan has nuts on it. You know what? So. I think we should just pick pecan. Pecan. Yeah, pecan think... or pecan?
Oh.
But then we ended up with a tie.
That's true. Yeah, no.
Well, though I guess
then you guys
the
are
goal,
treated equal.
The goal
like
is
all subgenres of metal.
Like all metal. So just try to turn everything into that argument.
No, we're looking to make the most metal meal, not win or lose.
You're right.
So we might have to go with pecan.
Kick them out. Pecan's in.
Pecan. Is it pecan or pecan?
I think it's pecan.
Pecan. Or is it pecan?
Pecan.
It's definitely not pecan.
Pecan. Or pecan.
Pecan pie.
Pecan. Pecan. I think it's
like
that,
a,
it's regional, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
We say, I say pecan.
I say pecan.
I think I say pecan. I don't even know anymore.
I don't remember. It's not a word anymore. We said it so much. Anyway, pecan pie is the most metal dessert.
Yeah.
All right.
The most metal pie, at least.
I'm putting it in.
Write it down. What is the final meal?
So if you're looking to have the most metal meal for this Thanksgiving.
Oh we need a drink.
Oh, yeah.
Amber, what would you choose for the drink?
And why?
We'll allow you to choose. No debates. Just what would go with this meal?
I actually know the perfect drink for this meal.
Tell us.
Mulled wine.
Mulled?
Yep.
Why? What's that? I don't know what that is.
So you take your wine and then you throw in like cinnamon sticks and cloves and peppercorns and nutmeg. And then you just let it simmer for a while, maybe like 20 minutes or something. Oh, and some orange slices. It's delicious. It's wine plus all these like really fall, festive, metal flavors.
Just like all metal genres.
Yeah. It's great for everyone.
All right.
So that would be the drink.
Is that, that's a red wine, I'm assuming?
What?
You do that with red wine?
Yeah, red wine.
So...
Which is metal. That's a pretty metal beverage.
Yeah. And I think of like, when I think mulled wine, I think like, you know, it's like it's heavy and it's syrupy and it's like something. I would consider it closer to like the like sweetness of it closer to like a mead, which is pretty metal.
Yeah. Vikings are metal.
Exactly.
It's fair.
So Michael, what's our ultimate metals giving meal for the listener at home?
We're starting with the turkey with a side of mashed potatoes.
Mashed.
Follow that up with corn.
Mashed her. I had to do it, sorry.
And we got some stuffing. And to polish it all off, you have a nice slice of pecan pie. All while drinking some mulled wine.
Mm, I like it. It sounds delicious. It
really does.
It sounds really good, yeah.
I'm excited for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. I am pumped. Well, since we have... Oh, did I spell that wrong?
Yeah, in our notes.
Yeah, we're doing an outline while we're typing this, and I put mold wine.
M-O-L-D.
It's arguably more metal.
That's what I was like, mold.
It's for all the listeners at home.
Throw a giant rat-looking creature.
That's just like mold wine.
And then boil it to them.
It's mold. M-U-L-L-E.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have been saying mold. Although,
mold.
When you
say
it.
They sound the same.
They sound really similar. Mold wine.
You were like, oh, fuck yeah.
I know. That's what I was like. That is so metal. Never heard of mold wine before.
It's a delicacy. French, obviously.
Yeah, of course. The moldy barrels.
The mold. Yeah, right. I was like, well, cheese can be moldy. So can wine.
We're getting fancy.
And wow. Because we're terrible with transitions, we will be going into our old gem now.
We got our old gem. My old gem is the song Borders and Shading by the band In Flames, one of my favorite bands. This song is off of the album Soundtrack to Your Escape, which was released in 2004. And let's play the beginning here. We've got verse one.
All right, here we go. I like the take a knife and carve it in. That's very
This is like a really like dark and like depressing song.
Oh, I was thinking of Turkey.
How old is this song?
The song?
Yeah.
The song was released in 2004.
Oh, 2004. Okay.
Yeah. Take a knife, carve it in. Just like carve it in that turkey.
Yeah.
Mostly about, I'm pretty sure the song is about like a suicidal friend and trying to escape pain through, you know.
Like self-mutilation.
Self-mutilation, cutting.
Which I just stole from your notes.
You know. That's okay. Yeah, so it's like a pretty depressing song, pretty dark song, but it's like...
Happy Thanksgiving!
Hey! It's good. I like it. It's a good old song. Not that old. I guess it's only 13 years old. But
I always thought metal and like hard rock does a good job of like bringing suicide to light in a positive way.
Sure.
It's more like making it an approachable and in a way that's like you're not alone.
Yep.
So genre's always done a good job of that. Anything else you want us to hear from this song?
We have, how about the verse one? The pre-chorus and the chorus section.
Has it always been that vocalist?
Yep. Since like 94.
So they had like a guy for like one album or two?
They had a guy for two albums who became the vocalist for Dark Tranquility. In Flames vocalist now is a guy by the name of Anders.
Durs.
Yep. And he used to be the vocalist in like the early 90s for this band, the Swedish. They're all Swedish. The Swedish band called Dark Tranquility, and they basically swapped vocalists, which is kind of interesting. I don't know, two like Dark Tranquility and In Flames are like very important bands for the like Swedish melodic death metal.
Swedish melodic death metal. We'll be talking about that a lot on this podcast. We're very influenced by that genre.
Yep.
So we gave you the old gem. We gave you the new song. Hope you can add that to your playlist. Hope you enjoyed that. We tried really hard to find a Thanksgiving-themed metal song, and not that easy.
It's not that easy.
So, metal bands out there, start writing some Thanksgiving metal songs.
Give me some Thanksgiving. Yeah, give me... maybe you could take some influence from Borders and Shading, but taking a knife and carving it in.
Yeah, just chain.
But don't, not about your arm or your skin or whatever.
About a turkey.
About a turkey.
Or ham. No way that Amon Amarth cannot do a Thanksgiving
song. They could totally do it.
The Vikings Thanksgiving song. I want an Amon Amarth like holiday album where they do Thanksgiving and Hanukkah and Christmas.
That would be great.
So in closing, I just want to have a quick little PSA. This podcast, we love metal as a genre because we've always talked about it's like this community. Metal is a community. And we just want to make it this fun atmosphere where no matter what kind of metal you listen to, what genre, subgenre, whatever bands, this is the place. We don't want to be like metal elitists where we only talk about certain, you know, we only like bands of certain this or that. We have our preferences.
Sure.
But this is like a community.
Yeah.
A metal community, a healthy metal community. I think metal sometimes gets bogged down with elitism and like talking down upon other genres. And for a band or for a genre that's so rebellious, it's interesting how we can pigeonhole bands into certain things where if a band does something or strays away from that, they're a sellout.
Right.
Or they're not metal anymore.
Right.
You know, like, let's say, for example, when, since we've talked about Trivium before, you know, they go from Ascendancy where they're screaming all the time and, you know, singing a little bit. They go to The Crusade. Not that The Crusade's their best album, but they get a lot of hate for that.
For and sure, they were like still, like shunned.
Yeah, and that's still a solid metal album. And, you know, it's... So we just want to bring the positive. This is a great genre, and we want to keep it alive and keep it strong and have a positive community. So we're all about that life, and thank you. So once again, you can find us on SoundCloud at Super Metal World Podcast. Follow us there. You can follow us on Instagram at Super Metal World Podcast. You can email us at supermetalworld@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, Super Metal World Podcast, by searching that. We hope this is our third episode. We hope within 5 to 6 episodes that we can be on iTunes, and mm-hmm. it'll be much easier to find us there. And we'll be talking about making sure you listen to us there and rate us and download us if you like it or don't like it. But anyway, thank you for listening. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks to Amber for being on our podcast. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Tune in next week. We'll have another podcast. Not sure what it'll be about, but
figure it out.
It'll be a good one. Horns high.
Horns high.